Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The day begins with clear skies across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a sunny morning, while Jerusalem sees mild temperatures. In Haifa, it's slightly cooler with a gentle breeze. Perfect weather for those enjoying the outdoors today. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, Ma'ariv reported that the Israeli Air Force is preparing to part ways with its helicopter fleet. The IDF warns that political restrictions in regions like Iran, Lebanon, Gaza, and Judea and Samaria are affecting operational freedom. Also, Ynet reports that Saudi Arabia warns of imminent attacks from Iran-backed groups after Houthis injured 11 civilians in a southern attack. Also this hour from JNS, the U.S. State Department announced a historic $2 billion global health funding. However, World Vision, one of its partners, was found to have ties to terrorism. Separately, JTA highlights a father's plea for justice, 25 years after the Sparrow bombing killed his daughter. He calls for pressure on Jordan to act against her killer. And finally, in earlier reporting, a significant cyber summit, Black Hat 2026, is underway, with Israeli firms unveiling AI defenses against autonomous attacks. Here's what people are saying online. Iris, a political analyst, posted just minutes ago about the troubling use of Israel as a political shortcut in U.S. debates on national security and terrorism. Al Arabiya English, a prominent news outlet, posted earlier today that Israeli prosecutors have charged a Jewish settler for killing a Palestinian leader last year in the West Bank. It's the first such indictment in nearly 3 years. Eyal Yaakovi, a commentator, writing on X just now, remarked on the overwhelming propaganda he perceives in current events, comparing it to misinformation during the COVID pandemic. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Air Force transition, Ma'ariv details that the lack of approval for payments is driving the decision to retire the helicopter fleet. The IDF expresses concern over how political limitations are impacting their strategic capabilities across volatile regions. This could have significant implications for Israel's defense readiness. Turning to the situation in Saudi Arabia, earlier today, Ynet reported the Houthi attack has raised alarms in Riyadh. They warn of coordinated strikes by Iran-backed militias. This development heightens tensions in the region and could affect international diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, JNS reveals that the State Department's Global Health Initiative has come under scrutiny. World Vision, a partner in the $2 billion project, is linked to a sanctioned organization. This raises concerns about oversight in international aid funding. Separately, JTA shared the poignant call from Malki Roth's father for justice. It has been 25 years since the Sparrow bombing, yet her killer remains free in Jordan. This ongoing issue underscores the complex international challenges in pursuing justice for terror victims. In financial news, KeyTech reports that Israeli cyber companies are taking center stage at Black Hat 2026. They're showcasing AI innovations to protect against future cyber threats. This positions Israel as a leader in cybersecurity solutions. Separately, Globes reported that the Irish government has removed Elbit's fog landing system from their prime minister's jet. This decision affects the jet's ability to land in poor weather conditions, highlighting international regulatory challenges. And finally, Walla Business reports that while Israel hesitates on military tech transfers, Ukraine has intercepted drones with Israeli radar systems. This shows Israel's technological influence, even amid political constraints. You know for. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.